Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. In the earlier segment, we talked about grief over the loss of a son in Iraq. In this part of the program, we'll talk about the loss of country. Refugees from Iraq are all over the world. Many are here. Tonight, a special performance at the Contemporary Art Museum will focus on the Iraqi refugee experience. It's titled Gendering Memories of Iraq. It's the work of Iraqi refugee artist Haive Karaman and is being presented in conjunction with her exhibit currently on display at the museum. It's titled Acts of Reparation. Joining me in studio is CAM's chief curator, Iraqi-born Wassen Al-Qadari. Thank you so much, Wassen, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with tonight. Tell folks exactly what's happening.
So tonight, Haive Karaman has organized a performance that will be for free, and the doors open at 6. The performance starts at 6:30. And it's a performance that is an extension of her practice. She mostly works as a painter and sometimes as a sculptor. In her work, she is really interested in depicting the experience of the refugee in terms of this idea specifically and thinking about the notion of migrant consciousness. So that kind of consciousness, the psyche of a refugee. And you see that manifested in her paintings that are on display at the museum, but the performance is sort of an extension of that.
So the two are tied together. There are dots that connect the two.
Absolutely. When Haive makes her paintings, she uses her physical body as a way to decide her composition for her painting. So she'll pose herself in her studio in these different positions and then take a photograph, and that becomes the beginning sketch of a painting. And in that same way of sort of this removal of portraiture in the making of her paintings, where her body is present in the paintings but you don't see her in the paintings, it's that same way in this performance. And so, not to give too much away about the performance, Haive is in the performance but not in the performance, I'll say, mysteriously.
Well, give us a little more detail about the performance. You have five, I'll call them acts. You probably call them something else. But give us some sense of what that is.
What's so wonderful about the performance is, in the same kind of sense of this removal, it's about this idea that the refugee experience and this sort of migrant consciousness experience is one that is a shared experience. And it's not specifically about an Iraqi refugee, but that all refugees share this sort of same consciousness, this sense of a loss of land and this sense of this destruction to the physical body. And so the performance is organized really in kind of four sections. There are five members of the St. Louis community that are participating in the performance. And it is a performance in which the performers will enact sections or stories of Haive's experience as a refugee.
Mm-hmm. You are you're Iraqi born, but not a refugee. You emigrated to this country. What do you see as the difference between your experience and in this country and those of refugees?
I mean, I would say that, my family left Baghdad before there was the heightened tension in the Gulf, before the Gulf War in 1990. And so I was lucky to not experience, the violence of war. We immigrated to the United States in 1989, and so I was not there. I did not experience the violence that Haive works through in her paintings and in her performances. This sort of the violence of sound, the physical violence. Refugees have a very difficult and traumatic experience leaving their home, and that's not something that I can say I have experienced or know myself, but have learned a lot through the years in my life. My mother used to be a caseworker for Arabic-speaking refugees many years ago. And so it's an experience that has been very close to my heart in terms of something that I haven't had myself, but have always thought that it was an important experience that should be shared amongst others.
How well do you know Haive?
I've known Haive for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. I saw her work when I used to live in the Middle East, when I was in Qatar. She had her first exhibition in Dubai. That's when I first saw her work there. And we've known each other for quite some time now. But this exhibition at the Contemporary Art Museum is her first solo exhibition at a museum. And I feel honored that she was open to working with me and to wanting to present that to the St. Louis community.
Have you both felt welcomed in this country? Given what's been going on, no sense, you know, plowing that ground again. We all know what I'm talking about. Given what's going on, have you felt welcomed?
I think that it really depends on, you know, who you're talking to. I mean, this is a big country with lots of different communities. And I would say I feel very lucky that I found myself in the art world. And the art world is quite a unique space where I think we have a lot more open-minded and communities and audiences in terms of, you know, being welcoming of people from other places. And so, I mean, I can't speak of Haves' experience, but I can speak of my own that, you know, within the art world and within the creative communities, I've always felt welcomed.
One of the things I noticed here, I was looking for the exact line in some of the literature concerning tonight's performance at the Contemporary Art Museum. We talk of engendering memories, talk about an endless period of mending, which is an interesting way of putting something has to be torn apart to mend.
Yes, I think it's this kind of cyclical idea that, you know, you're torn away from your home, you lose your home, you lose your family sometimes, you lose all of the things that are your comforts and that you feel are the things that define who you are. And then you have to go somewhere new and rebuild all of that. And then maybe sometimes you have to go somewhere new multiple times until you end up somewhere permanent. And so most refugees have to move multiple times before they're settled. And so, you know, this is something that Haves has been really thinking about, especially in her newer paintings that are on display in the exhibition, where she's making paintings and then taking them to the LA Garment District and having them shredded and then having to stitch them back together. Mm. And it's this kind of, you know, symbolism between her body, the body, and the body coming apart and then coming back together through the surface of the canvas, this idea of this destruction and then this mending, and that it's all kind of within her own sort of hands, right? She makes this perfect painting and then she has to slice it all apart and then build it all back together.
I should point out, we had hoped that she would be with us today, but I gather that she came in late last night and you had a long rehearsal and I guess gathering strength for what's going on tonight. I have a question here from Lara, who writes, what will the gender aspect touch on in the performance tonight?
In Haves' work, you will see that she depicts only females in her paintings. Her work derives from a very personal place and is about a kind of collective experience. And so what you see in the paintings is only women are represented. What you'll see in the performance tonight is that only women will be performing. And the way that the script is written is a very personal narrative, but a personal narrative about herself as a woman that has a kind of collective speak. And so her work has always been centered around the female experience, the female refugee experience.
I should point out this is a free performance tonight. Do you have plenty of room for people if they want to come down?
We've got room. Doors open at 6. The performance starts at 6:30. More information can be found on our website at camstl.org.
We'll put that information on our website, too, and also with a link to yours. I'd like to talk a little bit about you because you're very young and the job that you have, I, you know, generally expect someone quite a bit older, and you've got a background in this, but you've been at it for a while. What I gather what you're doing is really kind of blending your culture, your family's historic culture, with the Western culture. How do you do that? Give me some sense of what that really means.
I don't know how I do that. That's a good question. I think that for me, I am, you know, my parents are from Baghdad. I was born in Kuwait. I've lived in a number of different countries, both as a child and as an adult. And I think that when people talk about notions of home, I don't I don't feel like home is a place. Home is a feeling. And I think that this idea of being a kind of transient citizen, transient global citizen, is something that is not a unique feeling for me, but something that's more and more common, I think, you know, in communities across the world. And I'm interested in finding ways to explore that in art. When I'm curating exhibitions and organizing programs at the museum and in my career as a whole, I'm really interested in finding these kind of commonalities and intersectionality between places across the world. I think that sometimes we start to think that our own community is so small and we kind of bear down into one little space, but we're actually so connected in so many ways. And so, you know, the way that's manifests itself in exhibitions I've done or projects I've done is trying to make these kind of trans-global connections between artists.
Can you give me some examples of how you've done that?
Sure. I most recently, before moving to St. Louis, I'm a new St. Louisan. I was living in Birmingham, Alabama, and I curated an exhibition there called Third Space. That exhibition looked at the way the American South is connected to the global South. This kind of notion that the American South can be looked at through a post-colonial lens, and the American South has sort of these post-colonial conditions, as do other places in the global South. And so the exhibition had works by artists from the American South, artists from South Africa, you know, trying to draw connections, or Cuba or China, trying to draw these connections and open up these dialogues to make connections, to think about the American South beyond the United States of America, but kind of as a global conversation.
Well, you're no longer in the American South, but in a sense you are, because St. Louis is fairly southern. So how is that impacting you, do you think, and how could it impact you in the future?
I'm not sure yet. I've been in St. Louis for about 4 months, so I'm still quite new. I'm really excited to be at the Contemporary Art Museum because there's, you know, such a wonderful legacy of exhibition making there. And, you know, I'm really interested in thinking about the history of St. Louis and the way that St. Louis has been involved in a kind of international way, historically, even as far back as the World's Fair. And so, you know, those are some things I'm interested in mining and kind of exploring and researching and working with artists here in St. Louis and beyond to try and think about the local and the global simultaneously.
What are your impressions of St. Louis in these 4 months?
I've really enjoyed being here. There's such a great history of cultural institutions, and there's so much to do. I love that I have a lot of colleagues in town. There's such great programming. I've managed to, you know, visit a lot of Grand Center institutions and, you know, hear some great jazz and watch some great movies and experience all the wonderful public spaces that St. Louis has.
Getting back to Haves' exhibit, beyond the performance and the exhibit that's currently, how long is that going to last?
Haves' exhibition will be up until December 31st, and of course it's a free exhibition, so please come and visit. We are also finalizing a book that will come out in December before Christmas, so look out for that. The book will have images of works in the exhibition, but also a number of commissioned essays and pieces that we've written to go along with the exhibition.
You say we've written. You're part of that.
Myself and Have has, and we've also commissioned a scholar who has written an essay as well. So it's a kind of comprehensive publication.
I asked you early on about the refugee experience of feeling welcomed. And Emma, have you felt welcomed in St. Louis?
I have felt very welcomed in St. Louis, absolutely.
That is something that the city has had to kind of live with. Many people who come here say that they don't feel welcome, that it takes them a long time to feel like they have been accepted by the community.
I think because I've moved so many times in my life, I have adjusted to that kind of period of being in a new place. And, you know, it's always difficult to find your niche in a community, but, you know, I think it's an ongoing process and it's a transition period for me right now.
Okay. Well, in the limited time we have left, a little more than a minute, let's do one more commercial for what's happening tonight.
Sure.
Tell people what they can expect at the Contemporary Art Museum.
Yep. So tonight, doors open at 6. The performance starts at 6:30. Have Kahraman will be presenting Gendering Memories of Iraq, about a 45-minute performance. The exhibition will be open, so you can view the exhibition before or after the performance.
And how many people can be accommodated there?
We are open to accommodating as many people as want to come. So please check the website for more information. You can register, but it's free. It's a free performance.
What will her role be tonight? Exactly. Will she be interacting or be part of these performances?
She will be interacting. Absolutely. She'll be interacting, and there will be five performers that will be present as well.
And who are they?
You'll have to come to the performance.
You're not going to tell us who the performers are.
No, but we'll have their names at the performance this evening, so people will be able to meet them afterwards.
Why is it only a one-time only performance?
And that's just the way the performance is organized. She's done a few of these before, and it's usually a one evening performance.
Is this something that we can look forward to at CAM? This sort of presentation, performance, if you will?
Absolutely. I think CAM has presented performances by artists in the past. It's something that I am particularly interested in, doing more of at CAM. I think since I've been here for the short period of time, I've heard from people in the artist community that performance is something that they're interested in seeing more of. And so we are definitely thinking about that as we build the program for the future at CAM.
It's an interesting way to bring art, if you will, the visual art and then the spoken word together, it seems to me.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Wasson, so much for being with us. Good luck with tonight's performance. I'm sure it's going to be great. You've already had 3 hours of rehearsals. Any more ahead of you today?
We'll be getting ready this afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, and I hope you have a great performance here tonight. That's going to do it for us for today. Thank you all so much for being with us. I'll point out once again that Keyser Khan's appearance tonight at the St. Louis County Library is sold out, I'm told. But he'll have a full house there, obviously. And tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about persons with disabilities in employment and talk about transgender people and how that population is covered in the media. Archive versions available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.